Now, we're talking weirdos at work, because earlier this week, bumped into this guy who I thought was totally having a laugh. He seemed really funny, but he clapped at me and said, I should look where I'm going. But everybody said, "Gaffat, that's the weirdo at work. He doesn't speak to anybody. And when he does, it's never a nice thing."
Hi, Fat. It's Craig speaking.
Hiya, Craig speaking. Okay, tell me, listen, who is the weirdo at your work?
Well, there's a gentleman who'll remain unnamed.
Why is he weird?
All right, well, he's taken the week off out of seemingly nowhere because his dog's passed away and he wants to get over it.
Oh.
Or so the story goes. See, this is...
But you don't believe him?
When he told me, because apparently the dog, he was out walking it and it fell off a cliff.
It fell off a cliff.
I know.
This is really upsetting. What's so weird about this guy?
This
is heartbreaking.
City Glasgow.
This is the idea. This is the foundations for next year's John Lewis advert.
There's no way that's true. I just can't believe it.
You don't believe that it fell off a cliff?
I don't believe that it fell off a cliff. No, it just seems like I would believe the whole thing about it passing away, but a cliff just seems a bit far-flung for Glasgow.
Don't tell me you asked for a photo to prove it.
So, well, it's a shame if it's true, but...
it's a shame if it's true, but you're saying he's a weirdo either or.
Well, because he's imagined up this cliff.
But how do you know he's imagined it up?
I don't, Fat.
Okay, Craig, I'm going to ask you a question here. Don't take this personally. Are you the weirdo at work?